Welcome to the Manifesting Clarity Podcast, the show that empowers you to unlock your full potential and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Jen Roth, and I am beyond grateful to be here with you today. We have a special episode for you today that is going to be new and different. Jen, Liz, and I, who, if you've been listening to the podcast, she has been on the podcast previously, a dear sister and friend of mine, a mentor, a colleague. We did a joint podcast together on her podcast for us to use on both of our podcasts. So you're going to hear her interviewing me, which is new and different, and us both interviewing one another as we talk about how the power of breath work and clarity work together to amplify where we are in our life, to ground us, to center us, to help align us. And there's a lot of fun conversation ahead. So I hope you enjoy this special treat. Jen Liss is celebrating her month of brilliant breath work. If this intrigues you and interests you, make sure to check out her Untethered podcast. Thrilled to have Jen with us today and us to take a deeper dive into breathwork and clarity. Enjoy your day, everyone. Hi.
As we were just having a little chat because we regularly have lots of little chats. I said, we have to hit record because I need people to know how amazing your tea is. My nieces were in town this past week, but also their parents, my sister and her husband and my two nieces. And my one little niece had a little sniffly nose when they got here, and it progressively was getting more and more. And that little niece of mine loves the color purple, as do I. And she kept drinking out of my purple water cup. She would not stop drinking. I was catching her, and she knew she was being ornery. She was doing it to do it, and she knew that it was kind of getting a little rise out of me. So she was drinking out of my water cup, and eventually I was like, whatever, she is just backwashing all to hell in this water, but I'm just going to drink it anyway. And so then I got a little cold, and I could not wait to get home. We were at the coast, staying in this beautiful house with a hot tub right by the ocean. Oh, it was so spectacular. It was my sister and her husband's 10-year wedding anniversary, so they let us come with them. It was beautiful. Anyway, we get home and I'm just like, I have got to drink this family immunity tea that I have from Jen. And I kid you not, I felt pretty bad. I was feeling it in my bones. It was one of those, when I get a cold, I feel it in my bones and like everything was achy. And I drank that tea and I did my breath work, and you and I had this session together a while back, and I did all of the practices. I did mantras and breath work and had my beautiful tea that you have. And I was better the next day. So I'm starting this podcast interview with a giant thank you and an advertisement for your amazing tea.
So sweet of you. And these are the stories. I don't know how many of you are business owners, are leaders, are, you know, in the day to day making it all happen. It is every single story like this that I personally need to hear to keep going and to do, like, remind myself and to choose to drink tea when I start to not feel so great. I love something called Kick-Ass Immune, which you and I put in the Empowered Breathwork course and workshop that came out of me personally getting to experience not feeling so great. Perfect timing. Had a breathwork session with you, and within an hour, that breathwork session was an hour. And after that hour, I felt my whole immune system shift and change. I had maybe had tea in the morning. I can't remember that day specifically, but for me, getting to say thank you to you for the work that you're doing in huge part through breath work, it was remarkable. I was at the end of that session, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to put together a workshop with Jen and bring together mind, body. How do we support ourselves physiologically by choosing to take a supplement or something that's going to boost our immune system? And then top it off with, and or start with breath work and top it off with tea. It was such a huge gift. And what you're, I just love that what we are doing complements one another, and that it's truly like day to day, something that you can choose and do for yourself, and not something that we're out pushing or pressuring on people. It's like pure love and passion and gold that is coming through both of us. So I'm going to celebrate both of us.
Yeah, celebrating a big time. And it really is the combination of the things. We truly live this. It's funny. There is a photographer that came at the beginning of January and took my beautiful brand photos. And he was so funny. Halfway through the session, he was like, "You like legitimately live this stuff, Jen." I was like, "Yes, I'm not going to teach something to people that I don't truly live and embody and believe in. That's just not the person who I am. I'm not going to share something unless I am fully passionate about it or curious about it in some way." And this podcast is fully following those breadcrumbs of curiosity. But the big thing is the combination. And that's what we're really here to talk about today, because in my healing of that ailment that I was experiencing, it was the mantras. It was, "I am getting healthier and healthier minute by minute, moment by moment. I'm saying that to myself while I drink something that I know is nourishing my body, and while I'm breathing and activating that parasympathetic, which I know is going to help my body to heal." So it's that combination. And you're coming on here as part of this Brilliance of Breathwork Month to talk about this combination of coaching and breath and how we work together. So I'm curious, from your perspective, how has breathwork come in and supported? How do you see these things fitting together? Because you're a coach, you're my clarity coach. You support me in my own clarity of purpose and passion and belief. So where do you see these things fitting together?
Yeah, I see them all aligned. It's what set me out on my journey in exploration, growing up in the Midwest and not feeling fully aligned there, just feeling like there was a different way. There was a super unique and fun situation, I guess, that we had personally with a doctor. My mom had taken us to the doctors. It was a normal thing to do. We would get a cold and, you know, not be able to go to school, that sort of thing, and then go to our natural next step was to go to the primary care doctor and then get antibiotics and go home. And one time we went in and someone was filling in, our doctor wasn't there. And this gentleman ended up being of Indian descent. And he was like, "Oh, your kids just have a cold. Like, go home, let them rest and let it work its course." I don't know how old I was, but that was one of those moments that had me start to see things totally different. Like, what do you mean? And it felt way more aligned with, like, my grandma and my mom had a really big influence in my life of eating healthy and eating more vegetables. And my mom did a phenomenal job of pureeing food for us that was like full of nutrients. And she didn't necessarily do it for herself, but she did it for us. And my system recognizes when that comes into play and I get more energy and I have more vitality. So I share that in regard to following breadcrumbs for myself of not being super clear in my life of what I really wanted to do and what I felt like I was on this planet to do. And that led me to creating a tea company, going to school for natural health, learning a lot more, being open and exposed to so many different modalities. And there's just some, I don't know if you experience this, Jen, but there's some that stick and some that really get my attention. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure exactly what that was, but it worked and it felt different. So drinking tea is one of those things for me. Clarity coaching for myself personally, like learning that we can actually rewire our brains. We can choose. We have choice in every single matter. What if there is no right and there is no wrong? And it's really about what aligns with each of us individually. And it's 100% perfect for your own personal journey. And that to me feels the same when it came to breath work. So you and I met through a mastermind and I was so grateful for this experience. It was like, one, I was there, I was present. I chose to follow the directions and laid down and had the most amazing breath experience. And ever since that moment, my body and physiology and spirit's been craving it. So when you chose to become a breath worker, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting, because I knew I wanted more and more of it. And it's one thing, and I love what I do for clarity coaching and getting to help people with thoughts and words and intentionality in a huge way of aligning with their passions. And there's this whole other part of us in the physiology that's holding on cellularly to stuff that I can only take a client so far, right? In clarity work. So having the opportunity to get to dive into our breath, which I do some with them, and you get to help me take it to a whole nother level of like, let's release this stuff. And we don't even have to be talking about it, right? We can hold an intention, set a mantra, that sort of thing, and then breathe through so much. And so for me personally, it's super aligned, as well as for those clients that I work with that are a full body yes for it. It moves mountains. It accelerates what we're doing so much, just like my experience with feeling like I was coming down with a cold, getting to do a breath session. An hour later, I'm like, oh, I just nourished the heck out of my body.
Yeah. It's been so fun being side by side on this journey, because I've been learning from you. I've been able to share some of what I'm learning with you. It's like we're sharing back and forth while also benefiting from one another along the way. And that has helped me to see the differences even in mindset coaching, somatic coaching, and really leaning into my gifts and what feels really good to me. And I'm curious for you, does it help you to see too, like do you see where you really love to work and any more clearly with this? Or do you see, I would like to incorporate more somatic? I'm just genuinely curious from your perspective with your coaching. Is there anything there for you?
I want to have you restate the question so that I can make sure that I'm tracking. I feel like my mind is like partly there, and I want to fully answer your question.
It was a little bit of a boggly question, if I'm being honest, because it's genuine curiosity around, as we have done breathwork together, has anything shifted for you in your own clarity of purpose?
I feel as though at this point in my journey, it becomes, Dr. Joe Dispenza describes this super clearly, of knowledge is for the mind, but experience is for the body. And through mindset coaching, we're in our head all the time, right? Yeah, in our body somewhat, but when we're able to embody what we're doing cellularly and physiologically, it, I personally believe, for my own experience, helps me choose to trust and have a rooted, deeper belief that this is 100% my work, instead of as much in my head, curious, like, is that all there is? I think you and I play off of this a lot, which is kind of fun for other practitioners and facilitators to be listening to, if you're listening to this podcast, of, and anyone in their journey. When we're able to collaborate, which is something I love about you so much, is I love breath work so much. I know I'm going to be a facilitator at some point. I just don't know what that looks like. And there's no, I don't feel a need to go create, like get another certification at this moment in my life. I want to collaborate with you, who's right here at this moment in time, who loves and is giving this gift to the world and to each individual, as well as myself. I'm getting to receive this. So I would say for my own personal journey, it really has helped me create a deeper knowing that this truly is my calling. And I get that from every client that I work with too. I hear it. It's just so different when we get to somatically die. We drop into our physical being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's my perspective. You're already a breath worker and you're already a somatic practitioner, just without some kind of certification on the wall, because I've been to your retreats and I've coached with you, and you fully helped me to embody and to feel and to sense things in my body. That's something that you already do, and you don't need me to tell you this, but I'm sharing it for the benefit of the listener. Maybe there's benefit for you too, and benefit for myself too, because every single one of us need to hear this because we live in a certification obsessed society. Let me just take a breath. Can feel myself getting worked up because I feel this. I am passionate. Here's my passion coming through. You already facilitate breathwork. You facilitated extraordinary breathwork with your mom doing sound healing at your retreat. It was so freaking good that I was getting the most amazing massage upstairs. And I felt sad that I missed out on the second session of sound healing and breathwork that the two of you had facilitated together, even though that massage was so good. No regrets, no regrets, but you already do it. And so it's so fascinating because I would be thrilled to see any of my breathwork clients who are also coaches taking the tools that they have embodied themselves and the knowledge and the understanding of breath that they themselves have embodied to this point and teaching it to their clients, even if they don't have some certification with a dotted line. We never, as practitioners, the knowing is to never take your clients deeper than you have gone yourself and what your visceral understanding of it is. But I personally believe and personally have zero problem with anybody who really understands themselves, the benefit and the practice and how to do it for themselves to teach it to somebody else. We've forgotten the art of that in this society because we want this big certificate. So I'm curious, Jen, though, how do you feel about that? Like, where do you stand on that?
I'm totally aligned with it 100%, which is also where I really believe that you and I co-create so well, because there isn't a fear of scarcity or someone taking from something, or I don't know. I'm so grateful to be at this chapter and this part of the journey of knowing that there is more than enough for every single person on the planet, that we all have our own unique fingerprint and energetic imprint that we're making in the world for different people. We're all going to say something differently or attract a different person or support someone in the next chapter of how they're evolving. And I had a really neat energy mentor in my life who made this comment and was like, you don't need any more certifications. You don't have to be certified in order to do what it is that you want to do. And it took me a while to play with that in my mind of like, what is she talking about? Like, they're so important, blah, blah, blah. I've really come to believe that, yes, there is a very important place for knowing and having boundaries and respecting certain capacities. And we each are given gifts that are ours. And it's just our journey to tap into them, right? It's our gift. That's what I absolutely love about clarity is I get to feed back light to people, just like you get to help someone breathe into their body, breathe into my body. Like, I can sense every time we do a session, it's like, oh my gosh, my diaphragm takes a few minutes to calm down, settle down, allow it to start to move again. And that's stress in my body, right? I've been running on all cylinders or pushing myself maybe more than I need to, or whatever it might be, holding on to certain fears of something. And to be able to release that through breath is, oh my gosh, it's such a tremendous gift, right? You just, even yesterday or the day before, no idea of timeline, but I was watching your Instagram stories and you took a pause to breathe. I was like, that was the biggest gift for me during that day. I'm like, 4-6 breaths? No, what was it? It was breathing in for 4 seconds and breathing out for 6 seconds, right? Is that what it was?
Yep.
Oh, game changer, right? And every single one of us can be doing that on the planet and leading another person in that journey as well, if we feel comfortable doing that.
And if we want to, and if it's of interest and of passion to you, I think it's a dance, because I agree there is a big time and a place for certification, and you help clarity coaches to learn the tools of doing it. And maybe someday, maybe I will teach breath workers to do the same. Who knows? I used to teach hairstylists. One of the my old jobs back in the day, I was so into these new hair extensions that had come out that I ended up certifying other hairstylists to do it too. Because I was like, this is so much easier. This is so much cheaper. This is so much better for everybody. It's better for your hair. I got real passionate and started doing it and certifying other people to do it too. So I have no problem with certifications at all. And there's a dance of understanding when I'm so passionate and curious and really want to learn and want to get better at something, and when I feel like I'm not qualified to pursue my passion and to teach people and to share the gifts that I have. That those are two, that's the dance that we're playing. And a lot of people get stuck there. And I'm so passionate. That's what a lot of this Brilliance of Breathwork Month is that I'm seeing in the breathwork world and the coaching world the same thing I used to see in the hair world, which is people not fully stepping in to their gifts because maybe they don't feel qualified or don't feel ready or feel like they can't do that or can't charge that much or all of the things, right? It just, it keeps us. So do you have any, for anybody who might be listening, who might be in that place, do you have any thoughts to share with them about that?
Yeah, something that Julia Solomon said a while back, and I don't have it exact, but it really resonated with me, which is, I don't know if you, I'm super curious if you experienced this for yourself. Do you ever feel like you're in a eddy or a swirl or can't get out of your own freaking way or not understanding in the moment, like this hurdle's coming, that log jam's coming, this is, I don't have energy, I want to check out, I don't want to be present. And then all of a sudden you have a download or so much energy to crank through the project that you're working on or an online course or putting out a new program into the world. Like it, there's a different energy that comes surging through.
Fully. There was something a while back, I had struggled for 2 weeks. I was in the eddy, as you call it, for 2 weeks in 30 minutes of this aligned energy. I cranked out that and more and better than. So yes, I have been there. I'm sure a lot of listeners have too.
Yeah. And I really think like Julia said something to the effect of she can't make as a brand coach or the coaching that she does for her creative, make another woman be ready to come out into the world, whatever that might look like, right? Whether it be a business, a program, a taking the next leap of faith to interview for a different job or a different role or have a conversation with your spouse at home or whatever it may be that we're feeling held back by. And I believe in divine timing. I believe in the universe giving us what we need when we need it and when it's aligned. And then that helps us build trust. And one of the things I think is so important about that as well is recognizing when we're in that, what are we feeling? What are we thinking? How are we playing? Is it like, what are we doing? And then capturing as much of that in our mind's eye as possible to remember, oh, when I'm not in flow, I'm not in flow, and that's okay. It's going to come back. I've had it before. I've been here and it's going to come back. And being able to do that, whether it be taking a new course or investing in whatever it is that you're called to do. I know I'm a lifelong learner, so I'm slowing my roll a little bit. I'm like, ooh, I want to take that. I just learned about this. I want to go do that. I mean, like the amount of things that we get to do this lifetime is freaking remarkable. I'm like ready. Although something that Clarity's really taught me and that I gave myself during this last process is I was taking course after course or going to a handful of Tony Robbins things and investing in masterminds. And with Clarity, I just knew, one, that it worked for me and using the tools and being able to really focus on rewiring my brain, that I wanted to practice it. So I actually have a very similar feeling when it comes to breath work of, like you're sharing with the photographer, I want it to be a part of my life. I don't want to just teach about it and share how phenomenal it is. I want to be doing it. And in order to take my business to the next level, in order to support women and families and people at the level and capacity that I want to, I personally get to and want to expand so that I can hold and process more energy and be a beacon of light for other people to receive their own light back, right? All those things. So I think that there's timing and we can't force it.
I love that. Trusting the timing. People would say those things. This is where breathwork has made the big impact for me. And your coaching does this too, because that's part of the embodiment of what you do and the way that you do it. So I say to everyone, do the thing that really connects with you, because there's so many different ways to do this. And you might need more embodiment work or desire more embodiment work or connect with embodiment work in a different way than somebody else might. You know, you might've been born fully embodied and it's not even a thing. I didn't understand those people for the longest time. I was like, what is up with them? Oh, guess what? They were embodied from birth.
Totally.
But one of the big things that breathwork has taught me is the feeling, the actual sensation, the feeling of remembering of what it feels like to trust. I didn't get it at all. And probably as I'm reflecting hindsight right now, I chose trust as my, the word trust chose me as my word of the year a few years ago. And it made such a massive difference in my life, likely led me to breathwork, led me to you, led me to, as a friend, as a colleague, I would call you, as a collaborator. All of those things are because of learning to embody the sensation of trust.
Yeah. And I did some energy work on Wednesday, and I find doing energy work of almost any sort, as well as breath work for me, I transport to like a different place. It's almost like going to sleep, not all the time, but when I know that I am getting a DNA upgrade and or really embodying trust. And when I come back into my body is what it feels like. I don't know how to describe it any other way. It's like I go to a place of losing all sense of time and space, and then I come into physical. It's 100% knowing. It's totally the trust of infinite possibilities of I have every single thing I need within me, like without a stinking doubt. The level of release that happens into peace and how I really believe that we should be living, what I do believe we can be experiencing in every single moment should we choose. So listening to somebody else the other day, he was talking about the fact that like it is our choice not to be in bliss 24 hours a day. I'm like, what? That's real.
Joy is our natural state.
That's real.
It's real, but we don't understand that in our brain, because our brain has been trained in this society to focus on actually quite the opposite of that, that life is a struggle. That's so much of the narrative that we've been taught, when we can feel that that's actually a lie. When you really get quiet and when you really come into presence with yourself, you can feel the dissonance in that, and that bliss is our natural state and we can be choosing it. We're actually often making the opposite choice. That realization is, that's been huge for me personally.
Yeah. We've been so wired and conditioned to focus on what's not working. And that is truly one of the biggest gifts from clarity for myself, is being able to refocus on gratitude if you can't even get to what is working. But I think there's some magic in gratitude, because when we start to focus on things that we're grateful for, it is what's working in our life, or what we have attracted or completed or created. And so, yeah, it's a breath work for me takes me definitely to that place of knowing that everything is okay in this moment and always taken care of.
Breath work is, it depends on who it's being facilitated by and in what facilitation mode. The breath work that I do is energy work. It is healing work. We are tuning into energy. I'm I'm curious, Jen, do you know what, have we talked about this? Do you know what energy, what your goat, we all have all of the energies. We all have earth, air, fire, water in us. Do you resonate more with earth, air, fire, or water energy energetically?
I think earth and water. Although I'm not fully sure. That's a great question. I love it.
Yeah. I think it's a good question for anybody to consider. Which one of those do I resonate with the most? And we all have access to all of them all the time. And if you do more energy work, if you're curious about energy work, that's something that you can learn to really tap into each of them and feel each of them in your body. But generally we all kind of have a little bit of a go-to. Water is very loving. So that feels right for you, that loving place. And you feel very grounded as well. You've got a great sense of air, which is why I wonder why you leave your body sometimes. Cause you're like, oh, I'm just going back out to the cosmos where I belong. I'm a person of the, of space.
Someone sing me a happy birthday song. I need to get this like in my mind a little bit better. This is the neatest song I've ever heard this year from a dear sister and friend. And she's like, you came from the stars during one part of it. I'm like, I don't know where this song is coming from or what is happening, but it's so true.
I mean, it is true. We did all technically. We are all technically stardust. We're all part of that original big bang. Like we're shiny, sparkly bits.
So good.
I love that. That was off kilter, but I was curious and I find it really fascinating. That's one of the really cool things that I probably should bring to my brilliant breath workers to do a little class where we actually tune into the various energies, because it's really neat. It's a really neat experience to tune into and really feel those.
Yeah. And it's, I think one of the things that I love observing in your performance and in choices and how you are playing with breath work at this moment in your life is the intentionality behind it, how you can have no intention technically, right? And breathe into your body, and how you can have so much intention and what I believe to be really true, which is what are we focusing on? What are our thoughts? What are we thinking? And what intention do we want? And to see the topics that you have in your membership and all that you're providing is like every single time I see a title, I'm like, yes. Yes. Can't wait. Yes. Oh, I love
it. It's just all the things that I want and need. You know, I listen to my own breathwork sessions. One of a fellow breathworker pointed that out. He said, if you really want to feel seen, supported, and held, listen to your own voice providing and saying you are safe. You are safe to breathe. You are safe to feel. And I was so scared to listen to my own voice, to be honest with you. This is also, as coaches, it's so good to listen to ourselves coaching. And as a breath worker, it's good to listen to myself, but it's kind of painful too. But now I love it. I listen to myself breathe all the time. I'm like, yes, please support me.
Isn't that so much fun? I don't listen to all of my podcasts, but I was a client asked a question the other day and they were like, oh, is that me that you were referring to in the podcast? And I was like, ooh, I had to go check and listen to it. And it was so much fun to listen. And I remember, which I think that this is part of our journey, right? When you ask about timing or if we're ready for something or those kind of things, and trusting ourselves, which when we first listen, I don't know about you, I was like, oh, that's an interesting voice. And now I love it. I'm like, oh, that's me. And or one of my own guides and mentors, right? When we fall in love with and trust ourselves as our own guide and mentor, then it's like, oh, finally turn this thing around. We don't need to be sourcing from outside of ourselves, which that's another thing that I really love about breathwork is we're tapping into our body and getting out of our head. So that thank you for that gift.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for being so willing. I think it's really beautiful when someone follows those breadcrumbs and you realize that it's something that's deeply supporting you. And you also realize that it's something that you can teach and you can share. And so you deeply understanding it can help you to deeply help other people at a whole new level. One of the most there was a study done, and I can't remember who the researcher was, but I listened to the book, but he did research on how we best learn something for ourselves, and we best learn it by teaching others. And so that inherent need and want to tell people something and to teach something is actually how we really learn it ourselves, which is why podcasting has helped both of us to grow so much, which is why coaching, teaching at any level is allowing you to learn it. And we often ignore the benefit to ourselves of things. We're so focused on, well, how can I teach something? How can I make money? How can I share this in a way that people want to pay for it? We really focus there, when it's like, what about the benefit that you're getting from doing this thing, from being willing to teach it? Has there been anything there for you as I described that? I see you nodding your head.
I just love it. It really, getting to observe your performance and bring it back to breath work as well, and having the opportunity to get to work with you and see when you question something, and then I get to lead you back to what it is that lights you up, which you are a whole different being when you are doing breath work, when you're facilitating, when you're prepping for it, when you are getting to breathe with us. And so when we get stuck in our thoughts or swirl or eddy of am I on the right track, or listening to other people is, I guess, where I know I personally get stuck. It's like, oh, well, maybe I should be doing it this way, or maybe that is a good idea. And it's like, but wait, you're already on track. And so go back to what lights you up and paying attention to that energy, and getting to see you do that is such a gift for me. It's such a gift for me with every single client of mine, and specifically because I appreciate breath work so much, knowing that that's something that juices you and really brings you to life and creates vitality for you. It's like, oh, Jen, but wait, like, you get to go breathe with people. You're always
guiding me back to my own light. It's all about going back to the light, back to the light, back to the light. When we're always like trying to wander off into the darkness, I tell my own coaching clients, it's like, we keep going into the basement with the serial killer. Like, stop being that 80s horror movie chick who just keeps going into the basement. There's always a trap door, and that's your light. Keep following your light.
Yeah. And Ashley, who you just did a retreat with too, on the podcast, is saying there's, you know, she was waiting for a boogeyman to come, and thinking that there's going to be a boogeyman, or if I do it differently, or if I actually follow my heart or do what I think I'm going to do, somebody's going to come get me or tell me that I'm doing it wrong. And the boogeyman never comes, right? It's like, we're not going into the basement to go find somebody. We might be looking in the basement for something, but we're not going to fight it either, right? Like, because we're on purpose, and we get to remember. So our nervous system, and that's what I appreciate so much about breath work, is that we get to calibrate at a different level when we're breathing, for our nervous system to calm down, come back into homeostasis, and allow us to have that clarity in our mind of like, oh, right, I am on purpose. Oh yeah, this does feel so good for me. This does feel like play. I get to play. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so good. So good, Jen. I love collaborating with you. I love talking to you. I know that our listeners probably love listening to the two of us, because we are lit up right now in this conversation, and we light each other up by reminding one another of our light and just keep moving back into it. Is there anything that we haven't talked about in this conversation in terms of breathwork, coaching, the two pairing together, or just anything that you think people need to know that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I'm curious what your thought is on a mantra or something that someone could take away. You started with that when it came to speaking into yourself, and then the same thing when it comes to breath work. What is a mantra or two that you absolutely love for helping the mind connect to the body while you're doing breath work?
That's a really great question. In terms of, do you mean mantras that I say to myself all the time, or mantras that I might guide somebody with in a session?
So down to learn both, but yeah, where did your head go first? Where did your heart go first?
One of the things that I'm really passionate about is that, and this goes back to your coaching too, because safety is so important. And in this world, so many of us don't feel safe. And that's a basic human need. You look at Maslow, it's like bottom of the pyramid need, safety. We don't feel emotionally safe as we're moving about the world because we live in a world that has been built on fear, which is not safe. No safety in our relationships, no safety in our work culture, a lack of safety. So when we're moving about the world in that way, we really struggle. We struggle to feel clear. We struggle to feel joy. It feels unsafe to feel joy, all the things. So one of the things that I say in almost every breathwork session, probably every breathwork session, I'm not going to say every because somebody could go find one and be like, shit, didn't say it in that one. You are safe to breathe. You are safe to feel. You are safe to be in your body. Those three phrases said to you, and it is the you are, because as you hear the you are, you're hearing it from someone else. If you say I am, it's a little bit harder for your brain to believe. We believe other people sometimes more than we believe ourselves. So saying to yourself, you are safe. You are safe to breathe. You are safe to feel. You are safe to be in your body is transformative. Anything that comes to you after that series of phrases, you're so much more receptive because you've activated your parasympathetic nervous system. You've calmed down. You've come back to the ground where you can hear, you can be creative, you can co-create with your facilitator, you can co-create with your coworkers when you feel that base level safety. But we're lacking that almost all of us, where we don't feel safe most of the time. So saying that to yourself every day could be so powerful, so dang powerful.
Absolutely. As soon as you said it, which I'm so curious for listeners, let us know if it happened. Did you drop into your body and take a deep breath as soon as Jen said it is safe for you to breathe? My body just instantaneously was like, oh my gosh, thank you.
I remembered that. Crap, I remembered. Oh, I am safe to breathe. I felt it myself, even saying it myself. That just visceral safety. And I feel my feet again. That's always the place that I feel. It's like, oh, there's my feet. Forgot they were there.
Getting to be in our body. Yeah. And that I think is at least what I know to be true, which is our words are so powerful. Our thoughts are so powerful. If we really understood the magnitude of our thoughts, we wouldn't be thinking negative things. We wouldn't be operating in fear. We wouldn't be in those places. Yes, there's an entire part of our body that is on purpose wired so that we can protect ourselves in very intense, real situations. And 90% of what we're doing and how we're operating, if we can shift to see stress as a challenge rather than a threat, and teach our body how to do that somatically, then I personally believe that breathing is one of the ways to do that. What we're speaking into ourselves is another way to do that. So being able to say that you are safe, I've been putting, I am safe, I am okay, and I am loved. So I have take a deep breath with me. I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm loved into all of our packages this holiday season. It's been so much fun. So I do that with myself and have this whole vision of what it's like for mamas to open packages or people to open packages and take that deep breath. So I thank you so much for what you're doing for yourself, Jen, for every single one of us that gets to work with you. And if you're not working with Jen Liss yet, the time is now. I mean, like, come on. It's just so true. It's so true. I freaking love you so much.
I love you too. Thank you so much for saying that, y'all. I didn't pay her to say that, but I will return the favor. The same goes back to you. You are a master at what you do. You have such, I'm really drawn to people who have had a wide set of life experiences because you have so much to draw from, and you have lived so many different careers within what ultimately is your career. And just, it shows in the coaching that you do and how you're able to support people. So Love Fest. I think that my listeners are used to Love Fests that are happening. I'm not bringing somebody on unless I'm not slightly in love with them.
Oh my gosh. It was so much fun to watch your stories the other day of the woman that you interviewed and the energy pouring through her after she was complete. I don't know her name, unfortunately, but if that, go listen to that episode because I can't wait for it to come out.
Ugh. Oh, she lives in Scotland. Her podcast is called The Whiskey Made Woman. Just so much fun. She is luscious. She is one of those people who is love personified and is coming into understanding what a powerful move that is, how much power is in love. And we had a conversation in that conversation about how love can be perceived as soft. And I was like, you are like power. I feel the power from you. And so it's about standing into that power. A lot of times the thing that we think is our weakness is actually our strength. And when we finally start to see that, everything changes. So, so huge. You've helped me do that.
Oh, it's such a gift.
Thank you for coming on the podcast, Jen. Where can people connect with you if they haven't yet?
Yeah, at jenclararoth.com, Jen Clara Roth on social media, Birds and Bees Tees on social media. I'm just so, so, so grateful to be doing this work. And Jen and I also have a super fun Empowered Immunity workshop that we put together. So maybe we can pop that out into the world for people to find with a simple link and get that out there. But that is on Birds and Bees Tees right now.
Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes. And Jen, I don't know if you'll end up sharing this podcast on your podcast. We had talked about how just beautiful this could be, one that we share, vice versa. But we'll put all links in show notes so that you can connect with the two of us. And I'm just so, so glad that you're in the world and out there sharing your gifts with everyone.
Thank you. May we wrap up with you sharing how people can find you, even though they're on your channel?
Sure. Yes. You can find me Untethered Jen on Instagram, and my podcast is Untethered with Jen Liss. And you can, if you're curious about breathing with me, jenliss.com/join, you can go check out Brilliant Breathwork.
Love it. Love
Beautiful. Love
it. Thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. One of the most generous things you could do at this moment is head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and rate and review this podcast if it touched your heart or helped you in some way. All of us here are wishing you a phenomenal day filled with love, abundance, and infinite possibilities. Until next time.